Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Friday, May 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. Don't know about you, but I am pretty happy it's Friday right now. Not that I had a particularly intense week or anything, but for whatever reason, all week long, I have not been able to sleep. I'm usually a night owl anyway, and I mean like big time night owl. I'm up until 2 o'clock in the morning. I tend to get my energy later at night, and I know that's horrible for you, but the past week it's been like 4 a.m., 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm still sitting there in bed staring up at the ceiling wide awake. I haven't been having any extra caffeine, nothing like that. I just can't sleep. I don't know what's going on, but it's starting to take its toll. I have nothing to do tomorrow. That's super important anyway. So like, I think just the fact in my mind tonight that I know I don't have to do anything, maybe it'll relax me a little bit more, and I can, knowing that I don't have obligations or responsibilities, maybe I'll get to sleep sooner. We'll see. So I'm feeling a little wrecked right now is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to get this podcast up tonight, given that it's the weekend and everything like that. I might even crack open a wine or a mead that I made and maybe pick out a nice relaxing movie to watch, take a break from the politics for a few hours. We all need that from time to time, obviously, just kind of calm the mind down a little bit. So anyway, in the spirit of Friday, the holiday weekend, and all that, I'm going to do an episode that still is important, but it doesn't focus on all of the news headlines at the moment. We do have some really important things happening with the election audits, of course, that's ongoing. I'm just going to touch base on that stuff before a little bit before we jump into the meat of the episode. We'll recap a couple of events and all that. But what I want to focus on today is how we can counter what the left has been trying to do to us for years and how we can create a better energy for ourselves so that even though we're all stressed, our lives are a little bit easier to manage at that point. If you know how the left is coming at you, if you know how they're trying to tear you down, if you know the things that they're doing to make you despondent, you can counter it. And that's what I'm going to talk about today a little bit. Just a quick recap. I talked mostly about the coming audits in Georgia the other day, and already we're obviously seeing a bunch of pushback. Now, I had said that, unfortunately for us, a lot of Republicans were in on the steal. In some cases, almost as much as the Democrats. I mentioned how in Arizona, the people fighting us the hardest is the Maricopa board. And they're, unfortunately, mostly Republicans. In Georgia, I said we had Kemp and Raffensperger. Well, there's a lot more that we obviously don't know about who are involved. They know that if all of this gets exposed, a lot of them are going to be criminally liable, so they're fighting for their lives. Now, that judge in this case in Georgia, Brian Amaro, now he had set today at 10 a.m., if you remember, as the date that they were all going to meet over the over the election fraud. Now, unfortunately, the Fulton County, Georgia's Board of Registration and Election, they filed a bunch of motions to have the entire election audit, the challenge to the election, tossed out. So now instead of having the meeting today at 10 a.m., he had to cancel all that. Now he's got to hear all of these motions, all these challenges to the case. And then after that, if all goes well, it's going to proceed. Now, these challenges, they're not going to work, right? But it's another delay. And if, you know, if you read the names of this group, right, registration and election, you know they're in it up to their necks. You're going to see the same thing as Arizona. Motions to delay or dismiss. Big time attorneys are going to be brought in to threaten everybody. There's going to be calls to Biden's DOJ to help. Try not to get too frustrated with all this, okay? They're like cornered animals right now. They're going to turn around and they're going to fight for their own survival. Did any of the nonsense stop the Arizona audit? Right? Remember, all these tactics went on and on for weeks? No, they're doing it. Are any of these other states going to ultimately be able to stop it? No. We're seeing the exact same panic in Michigan and in Wisconsin, but again, it's not going to work. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole thing on that today. That's not the focus, but I do want to toss out something Trump said in an interview that shows how confident he is about all of this again, and I think that's really important is to look to him to see his reaction to all this and his confidence. Now, Trump did an interview with a guy named Wayne Allen Root of the Gateway Pundit. You'll recognize that name because I use them all the time as source material articles. He was asked about the audit in Arizona and the other states, and this is what Trump had to say. I think there's going to be a big problem because when people find out that all these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that is destroying our country? And then Wayne asked, well, that's the question. What happens when you find out? Trump responded, well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. All I do is I sit back and watch. To me, what is interesting is Trump's confidence. And we've been seeing a buildup of his statements lately. They've been getting bolder. They've been getting more confident. He's planning rallies again. Something is coming very soon. If you notice, he said, when people find out that all these states are gonna flip, all of them flipping, says it without hesitation, right? That's nice. Second part, the trolling, the insinuation that others are in control of this because all he has to do is sit back and watch it all unfold. Absolutely love it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say nothing's going to happen, right? Even though all of this is happening right now. Before I get into the topic of the episode, I want to address this because there are people out there who think that Trump is going to be back in office like in a week from now and a million people are going to be executed in military tribunals and, you know, a new American utopia is going to be ushered in overnight and everything else. And then on the opposite end of that, there are people who think it's just absolutely over. America is over. We're doomed. Communists are going to rule. We're never going to win another election again and blah, blah, blah. I don't have a crystal ball. Neither do you. Neither does anybody else. I can't see into the future. Neither can you. So let's admit we don't know exactly how any of this is going to turn out, right? But let's look at solid things that we can actually see happening. And let's consider what would be the ramifications of that and the possibilities of all these things that we're seeing with our own eyes come to pass. If all the fraud comes out and it's irrefutable, it's very possible the states are going to decertify the election and the guilty are in fact going to be arrested and Trump is going to be reinstalled because he actually won. That's in the best case scenario one, right? What the timeline of that would be, I have no clue. I have no idea if all of this stuff is going to come out in a week or two or it's going to take months and whatever, but that's a possible scenario. We just don't know a timeline. Let's say all the fraud comes out and it's public knowledge and also all the leaders and all the governments around the world, they see the truth, including all the citizens of the world. They see what happened with the election. But for whatever reason, nobody makes a move. Nobody makes a move here to remove Biden, right? Military doesn't do anything. Courts don't do anything. Whoever. How does, at that point, a single agenda that Biden wants done in the next 4 years get passed? There would be such a national uproar that every Republican and probably half or more of the Democrats, just to save their own political asses, would refuse to go along with anything that the Biden administration wanted to do anyway. He'd be a lame duck, ineffective loser for over 3 years. It would be impossible for him to hold meetings with heads of state. It would be impossible to pass legislation. It'd be over. People aren't going to find out the truth and then let him get his way with anything that he wants. So no matter how this goes, going forward, it's probably going to be devastating to the Democrat Party. And that's why they're panicking and throwing everything that they've got into stopping audits. All right, let's get on to the main topic. I just looked over. My little cat here is curled up into a little ball on my desk, and I think he's settling in for a nap. It's raining out. We got the sound of the rain on the window panes, and I think that's lulling him to sleep. Not that it's that hard to get a cat to go to sleep, but anyway. All right, main topic. Depending on your age, you're going to have an entirely different perception of what this country is, what it has been, what it could be, etc. If you're older, I'm approaching the mid-century mark here, by the way, so I'm a child of the 70s. If you're older, you grew up in an America that doesn't exist anymore. And then the people that are generations above mine would say the same thing of the America that I grew up in. Remnants of it exist, but everything has been drastically altered. The number of people, even just population, the demographics, the morality, the common culture has changed. America went so long with a common thread, a common culture that we all adhered to. And in the last 20, 30 years, that's been radically altered. All aspects of our society. Now, I'm going to put forward that most of this change has been for the worse. And anytime you say that, liberals are going to scream at you, oh, what do you want to do? You want to go back to the 50s before the Civil Rights Act? You racist, blah, blah, blah. It's not about race. I'm not talking about going back in time and making everything exactly the way it was. They always use extreme arguments. You can want to go back to a time where things, still weren't perfect, but where there were aspects that were a lot better off than they are today, and focus on those good aspects while rejecting the bad. I don't want the country to return to the 1950s. The 50s were the 50s, and it's nuts to think that you can relive that. But what I'm saying is, there was a time in this country where many things were more healthy than they are now. And being more like that wouldn't be such a bad idea. And then you have to ask yourself, well, how and why did we get away from all of that? The answer, of course, is liberalism. Tell me one problem in society or the world, I will tie it to liberal ideology in probably less than three steps. The left, on purpose, methodically, slowly, without fail, have been introducing the rot of their ideology to take the country down for decades now. But I'll say that they really started out kind of making massive gains. Huge throws down the field when they brought in Obama, because they changed tactics a little bit and he was a master at it. What they decided to do under Obama more than they had ever done in the past was work on destroying the national identity as Americans and splinter the country into, what's the word I'm looking for? Factions of victims, dissenting victims. Right? No more focusing on enemies outside of our walls, our borders. No more worrying about foreign countries as our collective enemy. No more focus on Russia or China or anybody like that. Now the enemy is your neighbor. Your fellow Americans are now your enemy because America is the problem. That's the idea that Obama brought to the forefront. He went to work immediately telling everybody that they're a victim of something, and that their oppressor, the person who is stopping them from achieving all of their goals and all of their dreams, is somebody else. It's not them. It's someone else. It's not their fault. And that someone else, for the first time, was also an American. Funny enough, everyone's problems seemingly could be blamed on heterosexual white males and Republican, of course. So now it was black versus white, man versus woman, rich versus poor, gay versus straight, young versus old, white versus Hispanic, liberal versus conservative, on and on and on. On it goes, because the old saying from the Bible, a house divided against itself cannot stand, is true. All right? And this worked like a charm. If you're 20 years old, I'm sorry, but I pity you. I pity you that you've only seen America for the past 20 years and you think that this is normal. You think this is how things have always been. This is as good as it gets. You've been living under, I'm going to call it, an invisible war. We've been attacked ever since you were born. This crap you've been living isn't how things usually are. You've lived under an all-out assault by the Democrat Party to dismantle the country, change the culture, topple our solidarity with each other, and usher in a different kind of citizen, a citizen that feels beaten, despondent, and somebody who would embrace socialism. Now, I'm a big believer in energy. I'm not talking about coal and gas and electricity. I'm not talking about physical energy. I mean energy as in feeling, emotions, whatever you want to call it, spiritual health, happiness, love, all these things. All these things have a profound effect, not only on ourselves directly, but I believe that energy has the power to change things in the physical world. If enough people are positive, it can change things on a global scale. Same with negativity and fear and anger, okay? Look at how the world was during the height of the COVID lockdowns, right? Everybody's inside, everybody's scared, everybody's miserable. I don't know you, but you could feel that misery in the air. Before you start thinking I'm nuts or you start envisioning me sitting in a room full of geodes and crystals and stuff like that, just let me think of some simple examples here. All right, simple. Let's say you had a horrific day at work, right? You come home, open up the fridge, pull out the last piece of cake, you drop it on the ground. Nothing's going right. You're just in a horrible mood, whatever. You got to go up to a party that night with your friends. You don't feel like going. You just had a miserable day and you just feel down. You feel deflated and depressed and everything. You go anyway, muster the courage. You show up, you open up the door and there's fun music. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's smiling, talking and everything like that. And you can't pinpoint what it is, but you just instantly feel better. That collective happiness and joy. You could just feel it. It just changed your mood instantly and you start to relax. You can like almost feel your blood pressure go down. You loosen up and you wind up having a great time. All right. Same as when you walk into a room of super negative, sullen people, right? You walk, you can feel that darkness energy, you know, that morose energy. All right. It's palpable. It can change how you feel. Music is another great example, right? Music is really powerful for this. That's why they use it so effectively in movies to set a tone. I don't know why I said movies, but let's just call them movies instead. The music can change in a movie and you're instantly nervous, instantly happy, instantly sad. There are 1,000 ways to manipulate our feelings, our thoughts, our moods, our actions. And knowing what we know about liberals, knowing what we know about the Democrat Party that we've seen over the last, I don't want to say forever since they've been in existence, but especially since Obama came in, I don't think it's too far of a stretch for us to say that anything that they want us to do is probably not good for us or good for America. Right now, the stress level of this country is through the roof, especially if you're a conservative, especially if you're a Trump supporter. We had to not only deal with the COVID nonsense for over a year, losing jobs, losing relationships, losing our freedoms and all that. We also had the stolen election. All right. We watched our own party betray us. We watched the left just march in and seemingly do whatever the hell they wanted. And so we can feel like things are spinning out of our control. One of the main reasons that people feel this way is because they feel helpless to do anything. They can't change it. They feel like there's nothing that they can do to make things any better. It's out of our hands. It's all just happening around us and we're helpless, right? First of all, very positive things are happening, okay? Very positive things. The audits, for one, that's going to be bigger than you can imagine. People are fighting back against censorship. Parents are fighting back against schools, all right? Things are happening and there's a lot that you can get involved in. But do know that even though like you maybe yourself can't participate in the audits or you can't get involved on the level that you'd like to, either politically or whatever, due to time or family obligations, etc., whatever it is, there is a lot that each and every one of us can do to counter the liberals and the effect that they're having on our lives. Their goal is demoralization by trying to destroy every single aspect of society that we held on to as being normal, things that worked for centuries, for millennia. They're trying to get rid of all of it. You want to live a good, healthy, happy life, then you need to recognize where liberalism has crept in, and you need to do the exact opposite. So let's look at some of the real world examples that we can, you know, kind of point to or follow to counter the negativity that liberalism is bringing into the world. Now, liberals, first and foremost, do not want you to have any kind of relationship with God. Christianity, especially, they're more afraid of Muslims. They don't criticize Muslims, but they regard Christianity as a direct threat. They loathe Christ. They loathe Christian teachings. They hate the church. They don't want you going. They don't want you reading the Bible. Why? Liberalism is an ideology of ever-changing morality, and that always gets worse and worse. They never aspired to anything traditional, nothing uplifting, nothing normal. Liberalism looks at things like this. What has worked for the last 5,000 years to keep a society together, to keep families together, to keep everything functioning smoothly and people happy? And how can we tear that apart? That's liberalism. Religion teaches morality. It teaches a sense of right and wrong, which is basically morality. You have a grounded moral center when you participate in religion. It teaches a sense of personal responsibility. They don't want that. Leftists want you as immoral as possible. Religions teach and promote the nuclear family, having kids. Going to church also enforces community, a sense of belonging with people around you, the people that you see every day, having neighbors, being able to meet in person and talk and socialize. They don't want any of that. If you want to counter liberalism at one of the highest levels, get back going to church. They fear that. A person with faith can resist anything. They can do anything. They are a formidable enemy. Somebody with no faith and no beliefs is a lot easier to sway. They're more easy to brainwash. That's why the left has spent decades making it uncool to go to church or to read the Bible, to be a Christian, whatever. Again, I'm pointing out Christianity here because they hate that the most. But whatever religion you are, they don't want you believing in anything but the power of government. If you haven't been to a religious service in a long time, give it a shot. And if you don't go to a religious service, try to reestablish your personal relationship and feed that. Okay? This war we're in is primarily one of morality. It's doing the right thing or not doing the right thing. And if you don't have faith, if you don't believe in anything, if you don't have a spiritual or moral compass, it's easy as human beings to be led astray much more easily, and they're counting on that. Now, the other thing too is I'm saying go back to church, read the Bible. If you're not a Christian, if you're not into religion at all, the way that you can still counter this is to believe in the fundamentals of right and wrong. You know what's right. You know if something is wrong to be doing. You know when something is right to be doing. You know how to be a good person. If it's almost impossible to be a good conservative and not have some kind of a good moral foundation. And if you are not into God, if you're an atheist, if you're on that end of the spectrum, that's fine. This is America. You can do what you want. At least nurture that part of yourself where you resist the temptation of liberalism because they are trying to lead you down a path where you are going to make bad choices in your life. Next thing, liberals want you endlessly distracted with utter nonsense, okay? TV, cell phones, social medias. You want to cry? Look at all these grown-ass adults in their 40s, 50s, 60s dancing on TikTok like they're 12 years old. You know, TikTok, though, any of these types of apps, but that one in particular. All right, maybe it was for young people and maybe I'm being a little bit harsh, maybe older people. I mean, I might even join and do little political things. I've seen some great people on there that do, you know, political rants for the 1 minute or whatever that you have. That's fine. But if you're a 55-year-old woman and you spend your day making, you know, TikTok dancing videos, what are you doing? This mindless minutia people spend all day watching, A few podcasts back, I went over some research, okay, where they showed that teens, young adults, I can't remember what the age cutoff was, but they were on their phones, like actively on their phone, staring at the screen for like 8 hours a day. Young kids, and I'm talking like 5, 6, 7 years old, were on there like 6 hours a day, 7 hours a day, all right, entire days wasted, flipping through photos, watching complete strangers dance to rap songs, you know, do ridiculous things. This is what they want you doing instead of investing your time in yourself and your family. They don't want you learning new skills. They don't want you learning about history, spending time with your family, fostering stronger bonds with your friends and your family. They don't want you spending time in your community. They want you distracted. They spend every waking moment trying to get you to think that spending your day like this, watching strangers do moronic things, that that's living your life. And it isn't. It's not. The purpose of it is, if you're not paying any attention, if you're not paying attention to your actual life, if you're not living your actual life and you're wasting your time with this nonsense, then they're free to get away with 1,000 times more than they could if you were awake and paying attention around you. While you watch football, they're starting up a new foundation like Acorn. While you're dancing on TikTok, they're in the background planning out critical race theory for the school curriculum. Now, obviously, they do this to the lower liberals as well, but I'm not focusing on that. The distraction and the demoralization is done to everybody, but for different purposes. But the end goal, if we're not careful, is the exact same. Sheep who won't question or fight back anything. I mean, really ask yourself if you're spending your time wisely. And I'm not saying that you can't watch sports or movies or have fun. I'm going to watch a movie later, right? That's not what I'm talking about. But if you take a good assessment of yourself and you realize that you're watching, you know, 6, 8 hours of TV a day, or you're playing hours and hours and hours of video games all day long, watching Netflix all night long, what are you doing? That's pacification. That's a form of depression, because you aren't actually living your life. You're watching other people live. That's what they want. Reject it and do your best to get off social media and start making a list of things you want to do. Things you want to learn, exercise goals, learn to cook, learn to grow food, travel more. And I don't mean having to spend money in international travel. You know, get on a bike and ride. Take up a sport. Spend more time with the family. Volunteer. Go help some elderly. Go help some homeless. I know I'm sounding like a liberal now, but I'm talking about helping your community, the people directly around you. Get away from the media that is meant to pacify you and brainwash you, and you will be happier. You're going to be more stable. You're going to be a more positive person, and that's exactly what they don't want. Now, here's another one that I've noticed, okay? Liberals don't want you to know anything about the history of this country other than the distorted version that they brainwash you with. They don't want you to know anything about the Constitution. They don't want you to know what your rights are. They want you absolutely ignorant about what being an American citizen really is and how unique and special it is. That's why they hated Trump when he came out with America First and started not apologizing for this country and promoting how good and how special and how unique we are. They lost their collective minds. Liberals don't want you to know a thing about the founding fathers. Again, other than what they tell you, and that's going to be that they were a bunch of murderous racists, right? You know the liberal agenda. You know they have it in for this country and they want it destroyed as we know it. So if they don't want you knowing the Constitution, if they don't want you knowing what your rights are, then that means you should have a copy of it in your back pocket. You should know your rights and teach them to your kids, because there's no way in hell any American student right now is being taught the Constitution or to love this country or to know what their rights are. A good place to start with that is Hillsdale College. They have online courses that you can take. They're video lectures, and it's all free. They've got quizzes, there's exams, reference material to read, in addition to the video course. It's awesome. I've learned a lot from what they offer, and again, it's free. No, they're not sponsoring me, but I just like them. Instead of binge watching a show that you're not even really interested in, you're just looking for something to do, now would be a good time to counter the liberals and learn what you can. Learn about your rights, learn about the country, learn about the founding, learn our laws, our history. That way you're fully prepared to counter their narrative when they come after you, your kids, your family, and they try to brainwash all of you. Now, growing on that, the next thing is the liberals are after your kids in a big way. They know that if they can reach your children from the beginning, they can mold them into whatever they want. This is going to be one of the hardest things to counter because this is an effort that is, it's daily, it's nonstop, and it's coming at them from all different angles. And you as a parent, you have to realize that the mental illness that you see out there right now with young people, the hate that a lot of them have for the country, that their acceptance of socialism and big government, their rejection of any aspect of culture that had been traditional and what we grew up on, and their embrace of anything that's the opposite of that, all of that is taught to them on purpose in the schools, by design, on purpose by the Democrat Party. They teach your kids that everyone is racist, especially white people. They teach that they aren't responsible for anything, that kids aren't responsible. If something goes wrong, if they do something wrong, if they don't get something that they want, instead of working harder or looking in the mirror and seeing where they went wrong, they're taught that they need to point a finger and blame somebody else. They're taught that capitalism is evil. You know, the monetary system, as imperfect as it is, has lifted the most people out of poverty in the history of this world and advanced civilization forward. They're taught to hate that. And yet they promote socialism and communism, whose governments have slaughtered hundreds of millions of people, their own citizens. They're taught to laugh at religion, especially Christianity, while all their music and their movie heroes and everything else, everything that they're shown, they embrace and promote like Satanism and the occult. They are taught entitlement and greed. They're taught that America is the worst country on earth. If we're ever, ever to win a final battle against the forces of evil in this country, the people that are just trying to tear this place apart, then we need to take back control of what our children are being taught. Liberals know that if they teach these things to young people, it's harder to change their minds later. That's just how the human brain works for some reason. I'm sure many of you remember things that you were taught when you were a kid and you don't even know why or how it stuck. But when you accepted it as a kid, when you accepted something as a child, chances are you accept it now. I mean, this can be a negative things too. Kids that were bullied or abused, they've got social and mental issues right now, all the way through adulthood, even though maybe they could go decades without facing those kinds of issues anymore. Kid gets made fun of maybe from the ages of, 4 to 10, and then from 10 to 40. Another 30 years, doesn't have any kind of issues like that. Still sitting in their 50s with mental issues because of what they went through as a child. It sticks with you and they know it. So this is why as parents, you need to recognize what's happening, because the children they're churning out now are effectively changing the world collectively with their energy. They have more mental health issues. They're not grasping reality. I'm not going to get into some of the examples of that because I don't want to have this podcast deplatformed or this episode yanked or whatever, but you probably have a good guess of what I'm talking about, okay? Something is what it is, and that's science. Now they teach you that whatever you want something to be is fine. Just create your own definition for it. It's not fine. And that's all I'm going to say on the subject, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Our kids believe this now. They don't have a full grasp on what's real and what isn't anymore. The left's goal is to crank out sullen, compliant, America-hating, government-loving socialists who reject religion, family, morality, and tradition. That kind of person will do nothing but spew negativity. Countering all that means getting involved, fearlessly get involved in your child's life. Don't think that they're going to hate you for it either, okay? Most kids secretly crave stricter parents. It shows that you care and you're actively invested in their well-being. That's the one thing I hear from parents all the time. I start talking about this and we get into fights. Well, yeah, that's going to be their first reaction. But they're kids. You're their parents. They're your responsibility. Talk to them. Get them off the phones. Get involved in their school curriculum. Make them show you what they're learning. Counter any liberalism that you see and stay on top of being an active role in how they're brought up and what they learn. Because if you don't do that, the left has won the future, even if we win the present, even if everything goes well for us right now with the audits and everything else, if we don't change what our kids are learning. I mean, couple all of this ridiculous things that they're being taught in the schools right now and in culture, and then add on a year of COVID with that kind of mental stress that these kids have gone through. There's a lot that we have to counter. Another thing liberals don't want is you spending time with people in person. All right, we saw that with the extended lockdowns, that had the use of fear with the coronavirus, the overuse of masks to get you to be irrationally afraid of being next to people. Even now, you got maskless crowds of people in Florida and in Texas and Tennessee living up their lives. At the same time, the Democrat government is still pushing the whole fear narrative. Getting together with people means fun. It means not being afraid. It means talking to each other, sharing information with each other, including what happened in November. It means enjoyable moments, barbecues, parties, dancing, spending time at the beach, working out, dating. All of this COVID coming to an end is happening too fast for them. You were still supposed to be inside and be afraid. They are not liking this, right? You getting together with people, going to restaurants, living your daily lives, these are American things. This is living life as an American, reminding you what it was like before the pandemic, before they started taking control, before they started pushing fear. That's why they're still trying to control the 4th of July, telling you maybe you can get together with a couple of friends in your yard, right? They don't want you celebrating this country. They don't want you celebrating the flag. They don't want you watching fireworks. All of that is American. That's happiness. That's positivity. That's family and it's community and it's good times and it's making memories. They have pushed fear of this virus so badly. You've got people that won't come out of their houses yet. We've all seen it. Hell, I've got family members in Florida, right? Florida, no less. In a free and open state, thanks to DeSantis. That have told us, some of us in my family, most of my family are like me, but told us that unless we get the vaccine, they're never going to see us again. Both are fully vaccinated, by the way. Yesterday, I saw a guy walking down the street, two masks and a face shield, wearing gloves. And not only that, anytime anybody was coming towards him, on the sidewalk, he would cross the street to avoid passing people. I bet $1,000 he's got both shots and he's still this terrified. If you avoid people and social situations and fun, you're going to be depressed and sad and lonely and withdrawn. And that is a person that can then be manipulated a lot more easily. Reject it. Do the opposite. All right, I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to wrap up. But you get the idea. I could do this for 8 hours. The idea is, look for any form of liberalism, of conformity, of negativity that's affecting your life and counter it. Do the opposite. Liberals are hateful, spiteful, compliant, immoral people, and they spend their days lying and cheating and stealing and taking advantage and trying to get things for nothing. They have no moral compass. They don't care about other people, and they're trying to make this spread. As their numbers have grown and they've had more influence on popular culture, we've watched our country decline. okay? Our sense of self as a nation is diminished. That is a collective energy that's influencing us in a bad way. They lie and they try to say that the right has gone further to the right. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I'll use the 1950 example again. Look at how we live our lives today. And I'm going to include myself. Look at how most of us, how immoral, how imperfect most of us are today. Imagine people acting and treating others and being, you know, just some of the things that people are into. Go back, bring it back to 1950 and imagine what even the most leftist person would think of us if they saw it. That we have not gone further to the right. This country has gone so far left, we can't even recognize ourselves anymore. But this is what they want, and they want to keep it going. It's time to turn that around. Become religious. Find your faith. Find your spiritual life and your moral center if you don't practice an organized religion. You know right from wrong. Choose right. Always. If you're tempted to do wrong, do the right thing even if it's more difficult. Reject their attempts to make you feel isolated and outdated, like your time has passed. Your time has not passed. Learn as much as you can. Learn about your country, about history, about your rights. Get involved in your communities. Donate your time. Learn. That's a big thing. Learn. Learn as much as you can. Throw yourself into making your family unit as strong and as healthy and as united as possible. They hate that. Support each other financially. I didn't have time to touch on this, but that was another big thing that I want to go over just a bit. All of these giant companies that we support, they're just using their money to defeat us. Look at Facebook and Zuckerberg, biggest example. Well, maybe not the biggest, but it's the one that came to mind. That guy dumped, what was it, a few hundred million dollars into the last election, couple hundred million? And he gave the money to states so that it could set up the drop boxes for the mail-in ballots and do programs on, teaching people about mail-in voting. Why are we supporting this guy? These big corporations, at the drop of a hat, side with liberals at every single turn. Every time that a liberal complains, they take their side. Dump them. Look for conservative-run businesses run by individuals or families, somebody in your area. Give them some of your money instead. That's important. Every dollar out of their pocket is a dollar that they can't spend trying to defeat you. If you become the best person that you can be, fully rejecting liberalism at every single turn, that spreads. That positivity spreads. That sense of rebellion spreads. That's important, that sense of rebellion. That patriotism spreads. That fearlessness spreads. That rejection of evil spreads. Negativity and evil can snowball out of control once it gets going, but so can positivity and goodness. They say success begets success, right? Well, that's what we need to do. Liberalism is at the root of all misery and evil in this world. Do the opposite and watch your life in every single aspect change for the better. All right, that's all the time I have. A bit of a different talk today, less headline news, something I was going to say a little bit lighter to ponder for the weekend. I don't know how light I was. I'm a little bit intense sometimes. I hope you all have a good Memorial Day weekend. I just want to remind you that I joined Telegram. I know I just went on about social media, but hey, you got to communicate with each other somehow. Smoke signals aren't going to work. Anyway, I joined Telegram and I created a channel there that you can find. It's at Conservative Roots Podcast. I think I'm going to be making a discussion channel there so people can post things and respond to what I post and get into discussions and everything. Right now, I'm new to Telegram, so the channel that I created, I think, just shows my posts and that's it. Like, you right now, you can't respond or post anything yourselves, but I'm going to get a discussion channel going soon so you can participate. But if you want to go and join that, it's a way that I'm going to be leaving voice messages, posting interesting articles, posting photos, things like that. And that's at Conservative Roots Podcast on Telegram. Also, I mentioned a few episodes ago that I've been... listen to that rain. I mentioned a few episodes ago I've been working on some new t-shirt designs. for conservatives, Republicans, Trump lovers, everything else. And if you want to check that out, it's at conservativeroots.net. That's conservativeroots.net. And all of those shirts on the site ship for free in the United States. I think there's not, if you're out of the States, the site calculates it for you. All right. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Have fun. I'll talk to you all again soon. Take care.